Radio Prague News.
Leaders of the center-right coalition are debating the government's future amidst fresh scandals and the resignation of Deputy Prime Minister Radek Yon. A new poll puts public confidence in President Václav Klaus at an all-time low of 47%. And the government has approved a number of key bills covering several primary policy issues. The leaders of the three ruling parties, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9, and Public Affairs, are to meet on Wednesday to debate the future of the coalition government, following more scandalous revelations about the junior coalition party, Public Affairs, and the resignation of Deputy Prime Minister Radek Yon. Although the centre-right parties shelved their differences a month ago in the interest of implementing key reforms, unresolved problems and renewed hostilities have once again thrown the cabinet into turmoil. Public Affairs has laid down a number of conditions for its continuation in government, a rewrite of the coalition agreement, the dismissal of three ministers from the two stronger parties, and four ministerial posts for itself. Meanwhile, the Civic Democrats and Topo 9 have heard calls from within their parties that it would be better to throw the junior party overboard and continue as a minority cabinet. Public confidence in President Václav Klaus has fallen to an all-time low of 47%, according to a poll published by the STEM agency. The poll suggests strong opinions on Mr. Klaus, with 1 in 10 Czechs saying he has their absolute trust, and 1 in 5 saying they have no confidence in him whatsoever. STEM recorded relatively high confidence in the president only last December, when 63% of respondents showed trust in Mr. Klaus. The public was roughly split on the president's response to the recent government crisis when he refused to endorse the dismissal of three cabinet ministers. The government has approved a number of key bills covering several primary policy issues. Among them is an important act on public tenders proposed by the Public Affairs Party, which is intended to increase their transparency and restrict manipulation. The proposal envisions stricter rules for newly conceived special tenders, publishing contracts involving sums of more than €500,000, and the cancellation of orders in which there is insufficient competition. Public Affairs considers the bill its most important and wants it voted on in Parliament together with a vote of confidence in the government. Other bills approved by the Cabinet on Wednesday include the new Civil Code. No major changes were made to the bill's 3,000 paragraphs, which make it the most extensive modification of Czech legislature in 50 years. The Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs pushed through the first part of its reform package, which includes an amendment to disability benefits, welfare services and state-provided social aid. The final version of the reforms grants concessions for complaints posed by disabled persons. The key bill of the Defence Ministry, then, the White Book, that charts the development of the Army for the next decade, was also approved. In addition to defining general principles of the Army, the bill also cancels a number of military training grounds and units. Now turning briefly to the weather. Currently, mostly sunny conditions are expected to continue over the coming days, with daytime temperatures of around 25 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.